Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, and I am back with you today. Did take a week break, a little vacation, but back in the swing of things. Look, the NFL draft is over, and a lot of people ask me, you know, when the NFL draft is over, you know, what am I going to focus on? And you know what I continue to focus on really is going to be the essence of scouting. That's what this show is about. It's called the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. So now that the draft is over, you know, where I'm going to focus most of my efforts right now is scouting in the NFL. For today's show, what I'm going to talk about are I'm going to give you 12 players that not only do I think these will be breakout players, but I think these will be breakout superstars. See, you can have a breakout season, but I'm saying that these players are gonna be breakout players and be megastars this year. These are the players that I feel are most poised to be absolutely dominant, have an insanely good year. These are guys that have shown me a lot on tape, and I think the evidence is there that they are ready to become major superstars. So there's 12 players that I want to cover today. With that being said, the first player that, you know, I want to talk about is one of my favorite college prospects of the last few years, and that is running back Christian McCaffrey from the Carolina Panthers. So Christian McCaffrey, when I saw his college tape over the last few years, I said to myself, on the college tape, this is the best receiving back I've seen in years. And I will go out and say that I believe that this coming year in the NFL, we're going to see Christian McCaffrey as the best pure receiving back in the NFL. He is a true wide receiver. When you want to talk about just receiving skills and route running, yes, I think he is the best, and I think he's going to show it this year. You know, McCaffrey has an incredibly strong bloodline. At one point, his grandfather was the fastest man in the world. His mom was a huge soccer star, and his dad won 3 Super Bowls and was a good NFL wide receiver, Ed McCaffrey. When I look at Christian play, yeah, I agree. I don't think Carolina just going into it was the best scheme fit for him. But to be honest, I mean, I don't really think he's a scheme player. I think he is a pure running back. His second year, he's shown he can do an awful lot in college. I mean, if you go back and watch the college tape, it's some of the most impressive tape I've seen on a running back in a while. I'm talking about, you know, top 5 best tape of a running back I've seen in the last, you know, 5 years or so. I mean, it's pretty special what he was able to do at the college level. His first year in the league, he definitely to me showed that he can play in this league, and I never had any doubt about it. Now I think his second year, Carolina is going to know how to utilize him better. He is going to be, you know, an all purpose every down running back. It's going to help now that Jonathan Stewart is not there to share the workload with him, and I truly believe that Christian McCaffrey is a budding megastar, that he is going to come out this year and have an absolutely dominant year. When you want to look at, you know, just everything that you want from a running back, he doesn't have the typical running back size. You know, what he reminds me of, I would say this, when I watch him play, he is like a Caucasian Marshall Faulk to me, is what he plays like to me. It's very impressive to watch this guy on tape, and I think he does all the things well. He's a receiver, you know, has great vision when he's carrying the ball. Not gonna be the greatest blocking back ever, but still he can do that. And I think you're gonna see big stuff from Christian McCaffrey his second year in the league, and he's gonna be a breakout megastar. Right, so some of these breakout megastars are rookies, and here's one that is a rookie, and that is Saquon Barkley. Look, I've said it on so many podcasts, it's obvious. He is going to come into the league within his first year. Without question, he will be one of the 5 best running backs in the league, and he is good enough. I'm telling you this right now. He is good enough to win an MVP his first year in the league. When you want to look at Barkley, he is the best running back prospect I have seen in over 10 years. And when you look at Barkley, he is completely NFL ready. He's going to be, you know, not only that, he's going to get a lot of touches, you know, as the Giants running back. I mean, they're going to probably hand it off to him a good 25 to 30 times a game. They want a workhorse back. They need someone that can take pressure off Eli Manning. Barkley does it all. When you want to talk about a guy that can stop and start, the best stop and start ability I've evaluated in God knows how long. When you want to look at just exploding through the line of scrimmage, the best I've seen in a long time. I think Barkley on the college tape looks better than Todd Gurley or Ezekiel Elliott, and he is, I believe, going to be the best running back in the NFL within 2 years. That is how damn good and scary good Saquon Barkley is going to be. So it's his first year in the league, but he is absolutely going to be a megastar his rookie year. I believe the Washington Redskins in last year's draft, in the 2017 draft, got one of the biggest steals of the first round. At pick 17 overall, they drafted Jonathan Allen, defensive end slash defensive tackle from Alabama. And I believe Allen this year, in his second year, is poised to become one of the best defensive linemen in the entire NFL. The guy has great explosiveness. When you watch him take on blocks, he explodes right into the blockers. He's always able to control the line of scrimmage. If you look at him, his hips are always staying square. And then when you want to look at, you know, defensive linemen, they got to win the hand battles a lot of times. And he's relentless with his hands. And he's definitely going to be a guy that, you know, has a lot of different counter moves. I mean, he came into the league technically sound. You can line him up anywhere in the defensive line. He's that jackknife kind of guy where, you know, he can rush the passer from the defensive tackle position, and he can rush it from the D end as well. When you want to talk about him as a run blocker, he's there. He's got it. You know, when I look at Jonathan Allen, again, I believe he is one of the most complete defensive linemen in the NFL. He showed in his first year what he's capable of, but I believe in his second year, you are going to see the emergence of a major, major megastar on the defensive line. Good pickup by the Redskins, getting him to round one, pick 17 of the 2017 draft. Jonathan Allen is going to be a megastar. I believe one of the best prospects that I've evaluated on the defensive side of the ball in the last number of years is Miles Jack. Miles Jack, the linebacker for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who was drafted round two, pick 5, in the NFL draft just a few years ago. And when you look at him, he was drafted in the 2016 NFL draft. What I loved about Miles Jack coming out of college was he, to me, had NFL-ready ability to be dominant at the outside linebacker position or the middle linebacker position, and I still believe he has that versatility. See, in his rookie year, he was moved around a lot. He was asked to do a lot of different things. I think he was still getting his feet wet. He hasn't always been healthy, but I do believe now, going into his third year, you are going to see the emergence of one of the best linebackers in the NFL. And on another side note, I believe the two best rosters in the NFL right now are actually the Rams and the Jaguars, even more so than, well, maybe the Eagles are up there as well. But I'm telling you, the Jaguars are absolutely stacked. I believe Dante Fowler is going to have a better year, and I think Miles Jack is going to come out and have a tremendous year as well. Look, he was moved around a lot his first year, was asked to do a lot of different things, hasn't always been healthy. I believe now he has his feet under him, and we're going to see the emergence of a very, very special player and what I believe will end up being one of the most talented overall linebackers in the NFL, Miles Jack. The Cincinnati Bengals also drafted a guy about a year ago who is, without question, I believe, going to be a breakout megastar this year. He's shown flashes of what he could do his rookie season, and that is running back Joe Mixon. I have watched a good deal of tape on this guy, and I'll tell you what I see. I see a guy that is a tremendous receiving back, A guy that, you know, believe it or not, you know, a lot of people actually criticized him coming out of college, saying his weakness was his vision. I think the guy has very good vision, actually. He's not necessarily going to be predominantly, you know, a run between the tackles kind of running back. However, when you see him run between the tackles, you know, he does just fine. He's very good after contact. When I watch a lot of his game tape, I see a lot of guys, you know, he's not going down after the first hit, you know, and he knows how to stop and start, make guys miss. He's going to be highly effective in the passing game. When you want to look at his ability as a runner, it's going to be stretch plays, counters, things like that. You know, when you watch him run to the outside, that to me is very, very special in terms of, you know, his ability to run to the outside. You got a flavor. You got to look at what he was able to do his rookie year. Not only all of that, Cincinnati knows how to use him. The one thing that I noticed a lot when I watched the game tape is that Cincinnati actually knows how to use him as a running back. There are, you know, he's not a system fit. You know, he's not a system fit type running back. However, you know, what I liked is what I saw is that in terms of the schemes they were drawing up, they did a great job of getting him involved and giving him the plays that I think are best suited for him. His second year, I believe he's going to be a breakout megastar, especially, you know, when you want to look at, you know, a guy that is a dual threat as a running back and receiving back. He brings it all to the table. Yeah, there's some character concerns, but when you want to look at the football player, it is a megastar that is about to come out this year. So I have two rookies on this list who I am saying are going to be breakout stars. Two rookies. They are both running back. The first one was Saquon Barkley. It doesn't take expert scouting analysis to think that he's going to have a great year. But when you look at Ronald Jones, who went in the second round to Tampa Bay, one of the stupidest things that a team did was to not draft this guy in the first round. It's mind-boggling. The tape on him is so damn good. And I'll say this, you know, there's Saquon Barkley, and then there's Ronald Jones, and then to me there's everyone else. Ronald Jones is a step ahead of Sonny Michel. He's a step ahead of Nick Chubb and Darius Geis. And I don't know why teams did not see this guy as a top first-round pick. To me, I think he was good enough to go in the top 15. That is how good he is. When you want to look at, you know, an NFL comparison, you know, Jamal Charles definitely is one that I can look at when looking at this guy. But to me, I mean, he's a can't-miss home run prospect. You go back and watch the tape at UCLA. The guy brings everything to the table. From great vision. He's not a system fit. He can run literally in any type of scheme. And I think he's just going to come into the league and actually contend with Saquon Barkley to be NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. That is how special of a player I think Ronald Jones is going to be. Tampa Bay got a major steal in the second round. I believe Takkarist McKinley is going to be one of the best pass rushers in the NFL this year. He was selected by the Atlanta Falcons at the end of the first round in last year's draft. He was a rookie. The only thing that he was really missing was the hand skill. He didn't have the hand skill coming out of college. You know, at least based on what I saw, you know, you go back and look at his college tape, the way he moved his hands, he didn't really seem to have a game plan. What I noticed was that in college he was an absolutely relentless worker in terms of just having a strong motor on the field. Took these long ass strides, and literally, I always saw a guy that I thought was going to be an elite pass rusher. The only thing that he really needed to work on was his hand skills, and you know, he's still, from a technical standpoint, he's still getting better. But when you look at the last eight games that he played last year, he was really damn good. You know, in a short period of time, he racked up a number of sacks. He got a couple in some playoff games as well. But you know, Vic Beasley led the NFL in sacks a few years ago. But I believe McKinley really can be their best pass rusher. The Falcons, you know, their defense is coming along. They got They got some other guys that, you know, are going to be getting attention, and I believe you're going to see McKinley with a decent number of one-on-one matchups. And just based on what I saw, you know, just going back and look at some of these games the second half of the year, this guy looks like a special player. I always thought so coming out of college, and I think Tack McKinley is definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with, and a guy that, like everyone else on this list, is going to break out and become a megastar. The younger brother of J.J. Watt, T.J. Watt, was drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers last year at the very end of the first round. And coming out of college, you know, you really would have thought that T.J. would be getting more respect just because strictly his brother is J.J. Watt. And, you know, he didn't. And when you look at T.J., his rookie year, and, you know, I went back and watched a good number of games on him, and I'm telling you, he plays a lot like his brother J.J., a lot. You want to talk about the pass rush arsenal? It's similar. The playing style is similar. People want to say that he's not, you know, a super explosive player. I disagree with that tremendously. When I watched him on tape, this is a guy that maybe he's not going to run the fastest 40 time, but he has great game speed. He has great tenacity. Of all of the rookie pass rushers last year, when you want to talk about technical savvy, I actually thought he was the best one, technically speaking. When I watched him in the preseason last year, he was racking up sacks. He racked up 7 his rookie year, and it's not like these. But you got to understand, when you actually go back and watch the sacks and watch a lot of the stuff that he does, This guy has a game plan all the time. He has a great motor, a great arsenal of pass rush moves. He's great against the run, and I believe that you are seeing another Watt that is going to be a megastar. Is it going to be as good as J.J.? Probably not. I mean, J.J. Watt's one of the best defensive players in history, but I do believe that T.J. Watt, even just going into his second year, is going to be a breakout megastar. You can say he broke out in his rookie year, but what this particular episode is about, it is about people that are going to be megastars going forward. And I believe T.J. Watt of the Pittsburgh Steelers is absolutely going to be a megastar this coming season. The Philadelphia Eagles drafted Derek Barnett from Tennessee. He's a defensive end slash outside linebacker. I think his best fit is at a 4-3 defensive end, but when you look at Derek Barnett and what he's able to do in his rookie year, it speaks volumes. When I go back and actually watched his quarterback pressures, literally every single pressure he was getting to the outside shoulder of the tackle constantly. He was legitimately winning battles against some pretty good offensive linemen, I will say. When he gets around the edge, he has great bend, plays with good pad level, and you know he's right now Philadelphia. I mean they have a tremendous defensive line. They have a lot of guys that are going to be matchup problems, and he's going to get a lot of one-on-ones. And I just think that, you know, in his sophomore year, show me what he's shown in his rookie year, the guy's could be a breakout megastar. He wasn't the perfect prospect coming out of college. However, I always talk about that there are things that can be coached, and there are things that can't be coached. There were some things in his game that were not quite where they need to be, but those were things that they were able to coach out of him. When I just look at him, he overpowers people, has a great arsenal of pass rush moves, technically sound, and became more technically sound as the year went on. And I think, you know, this guy is really going to be a huge impact player and a megastar for the Philadelphia Eagles defense in 2018 going into his second year. The Indianapolis Colts in last year's draft, they selected Malik Hooker, safety, from Ohio State. And when I looked at Malik on college tape, I said, this is a guy that is a can't-miss prospect. The reason why is he plays center field probably as well as I've seen a college prospect play center field in a number of years. And I believe this year, he is going to be, when you want to look at a center fielder, using that term in the football sense, could be the very, very best in the game. I just knew that his rookie year, he was so raw that he was going to start learning things. But look, when a pass rusher can dip and get around the edge, you look at a guy like in this year's draft, Marcus Davenport. I don't think his first year he's going to be able to do all that much. But, you know, he's a guy that by his second year or third year can be an all-pro. And I look at Malik Hooker the exact same way. This guy, when you want to look at a pure center fielder, this guy, I believe, can easily, well, I wouldn't say easily, but can potentially be the best in the NFL this year at that. His tackling is improved. When you want to talk about just overall instincts from a safety, he has everything you're looking for. To me, he was always a can't-miss prospect. He was good his first year, but his second year, I'm telling you, Malik Hooker will be a megastar. All right, guys, that is it for today. On the next episode, which will be airing this Tuesday, I am going to tell you how to evaluate a quarterback and what makes a quarterback a bust and how you can predict a quarterback will be a bust before he gets into the league. Until next time, I am Steve the Scout from the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, signing off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.